This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
Fewer people are moving these days as interest rates have gone up and pandemic effects have waned. Looking at U.S. Postal Service data from last year, the National Association of Realtors found that nearly 70% of zip codes had fewer inbound movers in 2022 compared to the year before. Another reason might be that moving is expensive, but sometimes it can save you money in the long haul. Here's the next installment of our series, Adventures in Housing.
My name's Erica Jamel. I live in DeBary, Florida, and I'm a home and business organizer, but currently most of my time I'm a full-time mom right now. There was a time in my life where I was moving around every single year for 7 years straight. From the time my son was born, I was in the process of wanting to buy a house eventually, but every time the year was up in the apartment, the rent would go up a few hundred. And I was like, oh, okay, I had a decision. Do I stay or do I find a cheaper place? Well, I would see an advertisement or something saying, you know, $200 off your rent for 12 months. So I'm like, okay, wow. It's originally $900, go to $700. Okay, that's doable for 12 months. That gives you time to figure things out. So I would see those kind of deals, or they even had specials where if you referred someone to move in there, your rent would be paid for the month. So I got three different people. Some of my coworkers were looking for a place. They'd always talk about like, oh, I need this weekend off because I got to find a place. So I'd be like, hey, I know a place you can move into. Having 3 months out of 12 months paid for your rent was awesome. Moving around so much, yeah, you develop a system for sure because you know it's going to be temporary and you're like, all right, I got a year. What do I need for the year? First, you get the boxes and then you put them in areas so then it's easy to pack and label. Definitely need a label. Every apartment, I swear, I left more and more packed. While I was saving up for a house, I didn't have a vehicle, so my son and I pretty much lived at the bus stop. We'd walk a lot. Well, he was in the stroller. I'd push him. But we'd go everywhere. I tried to move into a place that was like in the middle of everything, so it was easy to get to the laundromat, the grocery store, work. But that was while I knew the bigger plan was save up for a house. The first house that I bought, just the backyard, the porch, it just felt at home. I was able to unpack everything and not leave anything packed up. It was worth everything that everything happened, you know, prior to all that.